Chapter 3. Ursa Major. Four sweeps in. Haughty Chimes, HC, started trolling Gelid Troll, GT. HC, so, what is she like? GT, lol, who? HC, oh, don't even. HC, your newest transfer student. HC, you've had 3 classes now with her, haven't you, Cinderling? GT, oh yes, that one. GT, completely weird, really fucked up. Girl's got the mind of a Randy horror terror. HC, what are you saying, Alioth? GT, then again, those in-betweeners are goddamn creepy, am right? HC, you can't talk about the heiress that way. HC, wait, what? GT, well, she's deaf my weirdest transfer student. I love the way her voodoos feel, though. HC, who are you even talking about? GT, oh, did you mean the other one? I guess she's also weird, but more like, boo-hoo, why am I even in this class? I want to mess with computers, not people, and learning about the history of crowd panics and how to shape a good rumor is so depressing, blah blah. HC, Alioth! GT, haha. GT, did you mean the dude one? HC, Alioth is Bjorn! GT, okay, yeah, the heiress. GT, she's actually P-cheerful, non-hostile, and listens well, so I stand by my first assessment of completely weird and really fucked up. HC, I will be so relieved when you are called and out of my hair. Clubs! You snicker, and don't bother to hide it behind your hand, or your handheld computing device. It's not loud, but the classroom is quiet. It's not discreet. From the corner of your eye, you can see a few of your students sneaking you looks. Worried? Only 2. Considering? A few more. And disdainful? Hey, they'll know better soon. The heiress, sitting right at the center of the room, does not look up from her test. But she fiddles with a lock of hair and swings her feet, humming in interest at whatever she's reading. The spy program on the school-issued devices say that she's at the section that touches upon the 2 best ways to aim a riot. The sea-dweller girl with all the curls is one of the 2 looking worried. The sea-dweller with the bloodlock and the pissy face sneers discreetly at you, and the girl sitting between the guy and the heiress flicks her stunted fins and ticks off another item on her computer device, looking very studious and completely fascinated. But you can feel her voodoo's in the air, sorta turned your way. They feel like being lost in the dark, and the walls and the floor so soft, so damp, that even horn sense won't pick up anything solid to put your feet on. It's a subtle effect, and most sea dwellers will be immune enough not to notice it. But you wonder what it's like at full power. It should be pretty funny. You wonder if she would think so too, if she's sister enough for that, or if she'd sneer and puff herself up above you instead, because she has these tiny, brine-guzzling piss slits after all. The heiress looks up, sees you looking, and smiles. Her dark pink eyes crinkle. It's so weird how you can see her imperious condescension all over her face, but only so long as she's expressionless. She's rounder-cheeked still, even though at 12 sweeps, she's an adult by now. Rounder-bodied, too, even though her shoulders are strong and you'd have heard at length from that little bitch Ziphas if she proved unsuitable or unremarkable in combat. It's funny to see the class move around her, though. Breathe out when she smiles and shift in their seats when she frowns, usually at her texts. You are taking so many notes, holy shit. Ain't every century you get an occasion to study blood dynamics in fish trolls. The heiress has been getting polite overtures, through her other finned crewmates, mostly. But you know most of those are little shits who either want to die young in glory, even when they don't know that's what they're chasing yet, or who mostly want the good rumors and the stories for later, after her condescension has culled her summarily. GT, is it true she's got piss bloods and rusties in her crew? HC, she has every single color in her crew, some twice. HC, and you didn't hear it from me, but her registered mate sprit is a yellow blood. GT, Holy shit, that's amazing. Praised be the Messiah, as I stand corrected of my most grievous mistake. It's going to be globe fucking tits up hilarious. You know you'll be flagged yourself if you review certain student files too much. But all in one, it's less the heiress that interests you than her middle leaf. Test over, you glance at the results for any outliers. Curly girl is gonna be trouble with her replies. You can feel the reluctance and confusion, even in her best lies, and she doesn't lie half enough. Maybe a good thing she has been studying to go into tech and not command, but the heiress ain't gonna go far dragging this kind of dead weight. Meanwhile, her other leaf is half again too ruthless and has zero finesse to speak of. Gonna be fun modulating that. You watch as the heiress and the in-betweener lean their heads together, chuckle quietly, let them get away with it for a second, and then click your tongue. Lalonde? Pikesies? Your heart always kicks a bit, using that hatch name, but you make it a point in your classes not to defer to your own goddamn students. No matter that most of them think one blood class and some fish bulges mean more than centuries of first-hand experience and academic studies on the subject matter. Instructor mentor? Lalonde returns gently, head tilted in polite, fake interest. You still don't know if it's contempt for you or generalized sarcasm. You've been noticing the thing where other members of her crew try to reply for the heiress if someone dares to give the gentlest criticism, though. You know the history of conquest teacher thinks it's timidity, and the rest of them arrogance. But you're leaning toward her not wanting to even seem to argue with her teachers, and, for now, hierarchical superiors. You're still gathering data on her end goal for that. Curry favor? Politeness? She's been off-planet for 3 sweeps by now. Surely she knows how to handle adults of lower classes. You kind of want to prod a little. You have awesome ratings, or you wouldn't even have your job. May as well use them. Reminder that if your answers are similar, that's going to be an issue for your grades, you reply with a genial smile. And if you girls are just flirting, well, that's not fair to the rest of the class. All our apologies, the heiress says, in an easy, lilting voice, a smile on her face. Yes, very sorry, Lalonde says, mock somber. You wave it off, and they bow their heads over their tablets again. You pretend not to see the boy with the bloodlock muttering something across Lalonde to the heiress. Inconclusive. Then your own reading device gives a quiet beep. There's a message from Lalonde in that too bright purple she likes to use. We will make sure to flirt with the rest of the class next time, ma'am. I am not sure of the etiquette, though. Should the teacher be included in such a collective event? Your experience in such matters would prove invaluable, and I assure you I am at your entire and complete disposition should you want to expound on the theory outside of class. Rose Lalonde. When you glance up, she's looking demurely down at her device, but her lips are curved up and her voodoos shiver through the room like quiet laughter in an abandoned house. GT. The globes on that girl. Fucking unreal. GT. I just got hit on by the heiress's middle leaf. OMG. HC. Oh, damn. Don't answer. GT. Hey, it ain't my first time teaching a class, okay? GT. She is deaf a stealth sister, too. All with the laughing at people and pulling a long con on her fishy respectability. HC. I amend. Do not fuck the student and do not laugh with the student. GT. IDK. GT. Do you fuss at Ziphus when he gets hit onto, or am I your bulge-blocking favorite? HC. Oh, do shut up. I'm your quadrant. I'm allowed to be concerned. This could be entrapment. GT. Hey, who is it who sends emails all day about Loadgaper cleaning products and office supplies? And who is it who teaches a class about manipulating people again? Clubs. You shoot Lalonde a reply anyway. I'm sure you're a smart girl and can learn it from being corrected in public enough. I've found the application of some peer pressure works way better for the long term than any number of boring teacherly speeches. This is a special trick I'm sharing with you, and will be worth some bonus points in your next test. Cheers! She snorts when she reads it. It's not genteel or elegant at all. Yeah, okay, you like her. You're going to be merciless. You're still smirking to yourself when the door bursts open. You do mean bursts. It's supposed to slide sideways into the wall, and instead the whole frame flies off and crashes on the floor, and a dozen jackbooted thugs swarm in. You dive under your desk, voodoos crackling high and sharp, snatch up your nunchucks, roll out, and then some huge blue blood has you by the throat and is flattening you against the wall with her shield. For a second, you seriously consider frying her brain, but you wouldn't manage to drop her before she crushed your throat in. You go still, calculated, and you feel her neatly trimmed claws ease off just a tad. Okay, okay, murder probably not happening. You can stay still, no problem. Over her shoulder, you can see part of the classroom. The students are also being shoved back. Only in the middle, the heiress already has her double-ended trident out and ready. She has kicked the whole table row into someone's face, cleared a wide space to fight in, and her crew is bracketing her with all their weapons out. Her middle leaf is pressed against her back, one stiletto in each hand, in case a student takes a pot shot in the confusion. And both Curly and Bloodlock have phaser rifles up and aimed at the crowd. Those are not the kind of firepower a riot shield is going to block. Wow. Your haughtiness, one of the men attempts. We insist you follow us.
You tried to separate me from my crew, the heiress snaps, and her voice rings clear and loud over the crowd.
She really is pretty tall for a girl her age, but the guards have the advantage of, at minimum, 50 sweeps of growth. She doesn't seem to notice.
What excuse do you have for that?
Your haughtiness, it is of utmost importance. Lalonde and, what's his name, Empora, snort in tandem.
I do not accept your lake of excuses, the heiress says, and tosses her head in challenge,
horns swept back as if to say, try to go for my throat, see what that gets you.
You're going to be clear and tell me what's going on first, or you're going to be dragged off in a net for the fishes.
The way the man fidgets, panicked behind his big armor and ridiculous sickles, you're pretty sure he's not the one in charge of this little debacle. He's just the one tasked to put it in practice. You're not sure what's going on. Attempted coup? Attempted foiling of a coup? Not enough data there to see, but the fact that they haven't gassed the whole room and picked her up means they still want some legitimacy after this. Oh, we were trying to help, really, Brosis, I swear. You knew stuff like that was guaranteed to happen. You heard from that asshole Ziphas that it used to happen pretty regularly in her first sweep. The first ones were pretty bloody, if too hasty to be well-planned. Your haughtiness.
Either talk or move, Empora says with a sneer.
They stay locked in their standoff for another few seconds. And then Curly, Rokshi, Alonde, says,
Prince and Mage are ready to go when we are.
And they all shift their weight, grinning much too eagerly. Wait. An older, fin-faced asshole passes the door, not even in armor, and his hand pointedly off the... Shit, that's the Kingfish Anchorer! Lord and Protector of Educational Fleet, Shield of the Empire's Core, Ruin of Rioters, Kingfish Anchorer! He should maybe be a little less impressive than the goddamn heiress, but all things considered, what has the heiress done in her life so far, compared? Not very fucking much. Yeah, you're impressed. The crowd parts for him, and his dulling, cracked horns, his sagging face. He goes on one knee and says, Your condescension. Gellid Trull, GT, opened memo, smoking a bowl of leaves, on board. Yo, my fine quads, keep me company before I go super ninja ed on them fucking walls. Toledo Dominion, TD, joined the memo. GT, haha, fucking eager, ain't we? TD, fuck off. TD, what is your status? GT, Jesus, tone down the quirk. You always pull that shit when you get pissy. It's fucking unreadable. We're not adolescents anymore, bro. We're in the fucking fleet. You've been talked to about readability. TD, tone down the language. TD, also, fuck off. TD, conclude that you are fine. GT, I'm not fine. I'm bored as a clown at a board meeting. TD, extra fine, then. GT, fuck off. TD, you first. GT, it's my motherfucking memo, ass nugget. TD, you invited me. TD, so ha.
Haughty Chimes, HC, joined memo. HC, Alioth, Ziphos. HC, Alioth, what is your status? HC, Ziphos, I know you're stressed out, but breathe. Alioth is in so little trouble, she's allowed to contact us freely. Things will be fine.
TD, yes, okay.
GT, sprawled on my bed, face up, with computing device held over my face. If it falls on me, I'll take it as a love tap from you.
HC, very good. You may. GT, clubs.
HC, now will one of you fill me in? I have no idea what happened at all.
TD, don't know if should. Lockdown indicates wanting to contain information or people.
GT, yeah, that's why they let us have Trollian, stupid.
GT, it's deaf people movement. They know the feline Lucis is out of the bag already. They just don't want a riot. TD, you be polite.
GT, nopers. HC, Alioth, be polite.
HC, what happened?
HC, Ziphos, you were out of touch for so long I started getting worried. And then suddenly, Alioth as well? It's really frustrating that neither of you managed to give me a heads up.
GT, what, Ziffy too?
TD, yes.
GT, wow, Talon Shadow Babe, that was so enlightening. I am now a messiah blinged bong.
TD, more nonsense. TD, survivors of the battleship Condescension were found. TD, heard unsubstantiated rumors. TD, while in deep, unknown space, both Supreme Ruler and Helmsman disappeared. TD, took 4 sweeps to limp home. TD, stuffing every crew member, with a smidgen of psychic ability, inside the Helms column in turn.
GT, holy shit!
TD, find it unnerving to have been leaderless for so many sweeps and not known it.
GT, well, that explains part of what happened in my subtle subjugation of the masses class today, then.
GT, but, like, only part.
HC, yes? What did happen, Cinderling?
GT, bunch of threshies burst in and tried to make off with the Eris. Eris was like, back off your bass and spit it out first. Then King Fucking Fish Ankafucker himself gives her the bended knee right in the middle of my class and calls her Condescension.
HC, oh my.
HC, I agree with you, Ziphos. I'm quite unnerved as well. This is barely imaginable.
GT, I mean, statistically the Empress had to die one day, but only because everything else dies, and it'd suck if the universe finally croaked and she didn't. But wow, think about the luck, though, that she'd die and not leave the throne empty.
GT, hell, even more than just not empty.
HC, what do you mean?
GT, you guys haven't asked me what's the part that Ziphos' story didn't explain.
TD, huh, didn't indeed.
TD, I'm asking now?
GT, unfun.
TD, too predictable.
HC, tarlings.
GT, it's the part where the GT, where Pfeffery Pyxis said, nah, we're not holding the coronation that fast.
GT, because the other heiress is gonna need to haul ass to get there already, and they gotta wait for her.
TD, the other what? TD, the other what?
HC, holy mother of fuck!
GT, yeah, that's what I said.
2 weeks later, the night before the lockdown is lifted and you can resume classes, without the heiress or her crew because they will have left, you get a mail from Lalonde. Do you want to be the future empress's private tutor? She asks, since the political situation is in too much flux to allow classroom learning, and it's still shit they all hella need to know. And amongst those who can also teach instead of making their students want to practice those murderous crowd movements on them, you're at the top of your field. She knows you're a lot more interested in standing on the sidelines with a bowl of popped plant kernels than in taking a side, and it's going to be really, really interesting for the next few sweeps. You don't even know how much. You want to say yes. It's history in the making. It's crowd dynamics on a giant scale, and you'd get to be standing right by the eye of the storm. You say you gotta discuss it with your quadrants. You're not all that young and passionate anymore. You're comfortable here. You're not sure you'll regret it longer than you'd have missed them. You promise Rose you'll mail her your syllabus.
Author's notes. Eliath is Bjorn. Ursa Major. Indigo. Female. Sociological teacher. Low-key cultist. Gelid Troll. GT. Talon Cadens. Lyra. Purple. Female. Middle Leaf. Administrator. Haughty Chimes. HC. Zephas Mahima. Dorado. Purple. Male. Fights with a sword. Security captain. Toledo Dominion. TD. The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!